Beijing has entered the final stage of preparations for the 2022 Winter Olympics. With just 100 days left until the opening of the Games, volunteers have been recruited, test events are underway, and medal designs have been unveiled.
With the support of the Chinese people and the international community, we will be able to overcome all difficult challenges, successfully complete preparations, and offer the world a wonderful Olympic event.
Unlike during the Tokyo Summer Games, local spectators in China will be allowed to attend, but regulations will be much stricter. Organizers have released a so-called pandemic playbook to control the spread of COVID-19. All participants, including teams and the media, will be confined to a tightly controlled venue bubble. Vaccination is required. Those who are not will face a 21-day quarantine that lasts longer than the games itself. Exemptions on medical grounds only will be considered. Daily COVID-19 tests are compulsory. Those who don't comply with the rules could be banned from the event.
Officials here say the 2022 Winter Olympics will be the safest yet. But as organizers enter the final sprint toward the Games, the country is battling a new fast-spreading outbreak of the coronavirus Delta variant. Targeted lockdowns have again been imposed and domestic travel discouraged.
The latest outbreak has spread to 12 provinces and more than 200 cases have been reported. Authorities say 75% of the population is now fully vaccinated. Booster shots are being offered to residents in the capital. The coronavirus isn't the only challenge organizers face. Activists around the world are calling for boycotts, citing human rights concerns, and growing tensions with Taiwan threaten to overshadow the event. Beijing has dismissed all criticisms. Its leaders hope a successful Winter Olympics will underscore China's soft power and position on the world stage. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.